Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
You know, this is one of those mistakes that we make the mistake and we impose this uncomfortable existence on them. We don't get to back up from it very easily.
And so close. Good evening. For the record, my name is Harold Timmons. I'm with Tower Engineer Professionals. Our project involves a 90-foot monopole tower and related ground equipment. Verizon will be the anchor tenant, and they are indicating that they've experienced network issues, high demand of wireless traffic that is currently experienced.
So did you say that Walmart would not allow barbed wire on top of the fence?
They prefer not to have barbed wire on top of their fence. There may be some type of liability issue.
Okay, well, they've already proven not to be a good neighbor in our city, so I have issues with that. You know, I look at that map, I see a lot of red on Walmart, and I'm thinking you could put a small cell tower right next to Walmart and handle all of that.
The challenge with a small cell is that for every one tower like this, you need about up to 30 of those small cells, and the cost is prohibitive.
You know, this tower is really, at this point, it's to further or deepen the pocketbooks of one company, really. Well, probably the company it's going to build it to, but ultimately it's for Verizon. I just don't see the point of putting one there in an area that's so close to the flight path there.
Big conversation last week at the Pensacola City Council meeting over the potential placement of a 90-foot cell tower right behind to the north and east of the Walmart at Creighton and 9th Avenue in order to make up for high traffic congestion on the cell service that is in that area for Verizon. This would be a pole that could handle up to four cell sources, but this one would be for Verizon particularly. They could expand later. And a lot of conversation. The voice you heard the most there was Charles Baer, City Councilman Charles Baer. It's in his district. He was adamantly opposed. Jim Brer also raising questions about this and saying this is the kind of mistake that once we make it, we can't come back from. Let's be careful about this. Allison Patton admitted that she was struggling with it. She wasn't sure what to do, what was the right thing. Obviously, on the one hand, you need technology, you need cell service. This is the future, as she said. On the other hand, nobody wants it near them. You want it near you for the benefit. You don't want it near you for the ugliness, basically. And then the additional wrinkle here is it's almost in the flight pattern. I mean, if you ever been to that Walmart, you know, planes go overhead all the time. And, I mean, right over that Walmart. And so here you have a 90-foot tower being put basically in the flight path of the landing strip for Pensacola International Airport. Now, the FAA has approved it. It does not violate any of their rules, and Matt Coughlin is kind of straitjacketed to be able to say only what the FAA says. I don't know what he would say otherwise. It's not fair to ask because he can't divert from them. They have to be the standard bearer, but I think a reasonable person looks at this and thinks, is that the best place to be putting this? Whether you think it should be there for the prettiness reasons, whether you think it should be put there because, you know, close to homes and all of that, which, by the way, if you have health concerns about a cell tower, it is illegal for the city council to even talk about that. Like, that is not allowed to be a part of the conversation by a federal ruling. So it doesn't matter what you think about that. That's not allowed. So, but near the airport, yeah, that's a concern. Plus, it's all Walmart. Like, it's all the people in Walmart that are putting the demand on the cell service. Why not put a smaller tower in there, as Charles Baer raised the question? And does that solve the I-10? Because there's also congestion on I-10 for this. Okay, so city council's trying to decide about this, and it seemed to me like they were pretty close to evenly split. 3-3, maybe. Casey Jones was concerned it might impact quality of life and property values. And then Tenia Day Broughton, who doesn't speak a lot in city council meetings, she says,
the neighborhood doesn't want it. That's it. That's the end of the discussion for me.
Unfortunately, in a quasi-judicial hearing, that's not what we're supposed to base our decision on. It's supposed to be based on the law and the facts.
It did not. We have to answer to those people.
So I get where she's coming from, but he's actually got the right in terms of the principle of the thing. If you don't have a legal basis to deny the request, then you cannot deny it. even if the people are against it, if they're against it for reasons you can't use, then that doesn't really matter. But I get where she's coming from. Ultimately, it's up to us to represent the people. So this is where you had a really interesting development in what I would describe as good governance. Because there was a kind of a confusion over what they could even vote on. So they asked for a reading of the statute that's relevant to allowing a tower in a place where it's not an entitlement, like they have to permit it as a conditional use. And so they went to the lawyer and they asked them to read the statute, and then it was really clear after that. I'll explain in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Not seeing any major issues on our roadways right now. We do have some backup at the gate at Corey Station from a meeting going on there this morning, so that will be backed up for some time. Otherwise, around town, we're looking good. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down. And Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Highway 29 south through Cantonment and Inslee is looking good as well. If you see anything out there on our roadways slowing us down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're putting off getting the next car, because I know I do for a long time. I always put it off too long, and then I wind up spending too much money on keeping up a car that really I should have gotten rid of quite a bit of time ago, but that's okay because, you know, I like to brag about how I can drive a car to 200,000 or 300,000 miles, but still at some point you got to trade in, okay? And when you do, go to Frontier Motors. They've got 300 good quality used cars, trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, almost new, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. That's what they specialize in. And they will treat you right, and they will follow up with you afterwards. And if, God forbid, there's a problem with the car, they will take care of it. I know because they've done it with other people and they've done it with me, because they want you to have confidence that when you buy from them, you get a car you don't have to worry about. That's Frontier Motors. The honest to God, the best experience I have ever had buying a car anywhere in the country. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So back to the conversation about the proposed cell tower at the Walmart at Creighton and 9th Avenue. And here's what the actual ordinance provides.
The proposed use shall be in harmony with the general purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the City Comprehensive Plan, land development regulations, or any other applicable plan, program, map, or regulation adopted by the City Council. Proposed use will not adversely affect the public health, safety, or welfare. The proposed use shall be compatible with the surrounding area and not impose an excessive burden or have substantial negative impact on surrounding or adjacent uses. The proposed use shall be provided with adequate public facilities and services, including roads, drainage, water, sewer, and police and fire. The proposed use will not create undue traffic congestion. The proposed use shall minimize, to the extent reasonably possible, adverse effects on the natural environment.
Okay, so those are all good concerns. Those are all fair. And then Adam Cobb, the brand new city attorney, he basically says, look, you have to satisfy all of those conditions, and then you may approve it. You are not obligated to approve it. So this is really a question of discretion for City Council. And then there was a seventh provision that was crucial.
In addition, 12.3108 adds an additional criteria, which is, additionally, conditional use permit applications under this section must demonstrate to the City Council that without the grant of a conditional use permit, the applicant will be unable to provide personal wireless services within the area of the city that would be served by the proposed personal wireless facility. So we've got those basically seven now criteria that, again, serve as the threshold to be met before that discretionary decision can come into play.
So what he's saying is it's got to hit the six first and then the seventh as well, as in they can't provide cell service in the area, which they clearly can provide cell service in that area. And then it's still an option by City Council, but you'd have to satisfy all seven. So Casey Jones is like, I don't even think we have the discretion to do this. They have not met all seven of those criteria, so we're not even allowed by the law to vote for this. Jen Brer agreed, Charles Baer agreed, Allison Patton agreed, Tenney Day Broughton agreed. Everybody agreed, and they voted 6-0 to deny it. It was a great example of how having a lawyer who knows the law and steps in and says, here's what you are and are not allowed to do and what you are and are not allowed to consider, all of a sudden it became really clear to council the vote that they had to make, and they did. And even though I played the music at the beginning, this was not a Days of Our Pensacola episode, not really, because it was just another example of good governance. This is how things work when you have a good lawyer, where the council listens to the legal advice of the lawyer, and where you do the thing that is within the law. Now, I think they're going to come back with a proposal for something else to solve the problem of congestion at Walmart and on I-10. But this one decision would not have been legal under the, I think, my read, it would not have been legal, as the City of Pensacola statutes say. And so it's a good decision. So well done, City of Pensacola. See? How hard was that? 720 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, and by the way, we got several texts in from people saying, they are welcome to put a cell tower in my backyard. I would just like to have good service. I think there's a lot of people who have that view. I'll give your number to Verizon. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Easter is more than just colorful eggs, chocolate bunny rabbits, and pretty baskets. All those things may have their place, but I invite you to join us at Northstone Baptist Church as we consider the primary message of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you visit, you'll find that Northstone is a welcoming group of Christ-centered believers right here in Pensacola. Also for Easter Sunday, our choir will present an Easter cantata entitled The Easter Lily. This cantata will be fun for children and people of all ages. The service starts at 10:30, and after the cantata, everyone is invited to join us for a lunch fellowship. Easter Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' victory over death and therefore his offer of eternal life. So please be our guest Easter Sunday, March 31st at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Attention all empowered women. Jim's Firearms is inviting you to celebrate Women's History Month with purpose and passion. Join us as we champion women's empowerment with the motto, Guns Rights or Women's Rights. Jim's Firearms is dedicated to education and ensuring you have the tools to protect yourself. Be a part of the movement and let the team guide you through a first-rate, non-intimidating, comfortable gun buying experience. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway or find them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip. Ocean Man, the crust of a tan man, by the sand, soaking up the thirst.
Good
of
morning,
the
7:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. By the way, that confusing sound, that was my fault. So sorry, I made bad radio. Joining us now by phone, we have Dave Greenwood. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. We did have an incident involving a child rescued this week. Is that right?
Well, we had several rescues on Wednesday because when we switched to yellow flags, you know, we had a lot of people on the beach. Surf was still there was still surf, and being sunny and being surf, you know, we're gonna go to work. And we had to rescue several individuals, pull them out of the water, and prevent, you know, something tragic from happening. So I'm happy the lifeguards did an outstanding job on Wednesday.
So everybody's safely rescued from the water, and that's exactly what the guards are there to do, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they did a phenomenal job.
This weekend, what are we looking at? End of spring break, right?
It's going to be beautiful this weekend. We expect lots and lots of crowds, so we'll be ready.
How much extra activity has there been? I did not get out to the beach this week. I wouldn't go for during spring break because I figure everybody's going during spring break. But is there a lot of extra activity during a spring break week?
Well, it was wet and windy. It just depends on what the weather's doing. Wet and windy.
There you go.
Wet. It was very wet and windy Monday and Tuesday, and then it really got nice on Monday. Tuesday was really wet and windy. Beautiful on Wednesday and Thursday, and today is another gorgeous day.
Outstanding. Dave Greenwood, he's the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you for joining us every Friday to give us updates on what to expect this weekend, and especially for overseeing beach safety for our visitors and our locals. I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You bet. 437-1620, that's my phone number if you want to text me anything. Traffic tips can come in on that number. News tips, questions, disagreements. Andrew, you're an idiot. Whatever. You can feel free. You can even tell Jake you like him. He likes it. Give it to Jakey. He likes it.
It doesn't happen very much. I like it.
You're going to get 80 texts now.
I know.
Telling you how much they love you. Yeah. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Or the opposite.
Doubtful.
We have some snarky listeners. All right. So I-10 and I-110 look like they're clear this morning. Highway 98 coming out of Gulf Breeze and Navarre, east and west. Not seeing any slowdowns there. We do have an all-hands meeting at Corey Station this morning. So gate traffic getting onto Corey Station might be a little backed up there. Let's see here. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Highway 29 south through Cantonment and Inslee, no problems there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, not showing any delays. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, call or text our traffic tip line. Let us know about it. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. I do love the texts that keep coming in about the cell tower proposal that has now been turned away on the Walmart at Creighton and 9th Avenue. Somebody says, I'll take a 90-foot cell tower on my property. My mother-in-law has a piece of property in Cantonment. She gets a check each month for $8,000 from the company that maintains a tower on her property. And he doesn't add, but I assume, and cell service is sweet. 727 on News Radio 92.3. Now, other people, and this is interesting because you cannot bring this up. It is not a legitimate allowed concern. People have questions about having a tower like that. I think sometimes people get confused between radio towers that are powered, and pole towers like this that just have a thing on top. But still, people will say, look, I don't know. I don't love that thing, doing what it does near me. I assume the same people would have a concern about, constantly having your cell phone up to your ear. Again, I think the science on all of those concerns is not established, but it's the kind of thing that you look at and you think, I think there's a reasonable person standard here where you might at least have questions about, long term, what is all this stuff doing to us? We're kind of an electromagnetic system to begin with, the human body. So is this going to mess with us? I don't know. I have a cell phone all the time and I practice as if it is not going to matter. 727, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, while President Biden and former Presidents Clinton and Obama were in New York for a big fundraiser yesterday, former President Trump was also in New York. He was attending the wake of an NYPD officer killed in the line of duty. Police say 31-year-old Officer Jonathan Diller was shot during a traffic stop there on Monday. A State Department official stepping down to protest U.S. support of Israel. Anna Shaleen announced her resignation Wednesday from her position with the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. And Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album is being released today. This is the album that features her country songs, Texas Hold'em There and 16 Carriages. Apparently, it also has a cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene and some appearances from Willie Nelson. So
nice.
If you're wanting to check that out, that full album is released today.
Hey, it's not my genre, but if anything were to get me to try country a little bit, it might be, what does this Beyonce sound like? I mean, honestly, that's kind of interesting to me. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, the choice by President Trump, former President Trump, to show up at the funeral of a New York City police officer at the same time as Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton are selling $100,000 selfies in a fundraiser across town, that's not a great look for the current president. I mean, that's not a great look. People will remember that kind of a thing. Hey, if you need air conditioning work, heating, electrical, plumbing, anything in that vicinity, call Peden. Good quality products, good quality people. They show up on time, professional service, get it right the first time. 100% satisfaction guarantee because they believe in standing by their work, and they expanded over the last couple of years tremendously, all the way east to Tallahassee, all the way west to Mobile, and so the whole central time zone and the southwestern portion of Alabama, they cover it if you need any of those things done. Right now, they get a $1,000 off mini splits for March Madness. Cool down your garage, your sunroom, or your workshop this summer with a mini split air conditioning system. Find out more, schedule an appointment, or just get your questions answered at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. Coming up in just a minute, we haven't talked much about this, but the lawsuit against the Department of Justice against Apple for the artificial maintaining of monopoly-like practices. We'll talk about that. Also, it's Egg Wahooza tomorrow at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Starts at 11 for the pre-K and children's special needs, noon for everybody else. 12 years of Egg Wahooza at Blue Wahoo Stadium tomorrow noon.
I'm CJ Papa. 1 year in a Russian prison for Emma Gerskovich. His mom, Ella, speaking to the Wall Street Journal.
He's managing the best way he can.
Fox's Benjamin Hall.
And Vladimir Putin has shown over the last few years that he can pick up Americans and he suffers no consequences for it. Now, Evan's also being held because he's a journalist and he was doing exactly what journalists do. He was in Russia, he was reporting for the Wall Street Journal, and he had been critical of Russia while doing so. And for those reasons, he was arrested a year ago in the city of Yekaterinburg.
President Biden releasing a statement today telling his parents never give up hope, and he's working every day to secure his release. Protesters outside Radio City Music Hall in Midtown Manhattan did not stop President Biden from hauling in a reported $26 million as a fundraiser last night that included former Presidents Obama and Clinton and many big-name celebrities. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 51 degrees right now. Sunshine looks like an absolutely beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Well, the city confirming that the cyber attack a couple weeks ago was ransomware.
From an interaction standpoint, what you really should only still be seeing on the citizen side of things that maybe the most common would be the bill pay. Continues, you know, not be operational at this point for Pensacola Energy sanitation.
Mayor D.C. Reeves he's still not shedding a whole lot of light on whether any personal information may have been impacted. He says multiple agencies are involved in the investigation. PPD is leading those efforts, and the mayor hopeful that he'll be able to release some more information next week. A candidate for a Santa Rosa County Commission seat has withdrawn after questions were raised about whether he was running a ghost campaign. According to the News Journal, William Blake Martin had filed as a Democrat to challenge for the District 1 seat belonging to Commission Chairman Sam Parker. After filing on March 18th, members of the Santa Rosa County Democrat Party questioned the validity of his campaign after he reportedly refused to help with the campaign and refused to even meet with party leaders and attend functions. The Journal reports that he'd actually wanted to run as a Republican, but didn't qualify because he hadn't been registered as one for 1 year. Yesterday, Martin told the supervisor of elections office he was withdrawing from that race. Well, coming up this May, a special three-day themed weekend celebrating the Navy and its heritage in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Navy Days will be May 17th through the 19th. It'll start with a themed gallery night and a night at the museum gala at the Naval Air Museum. Then Saturday, there will be a 4K run, walk, and parade. So
some people come run, some walk, but it'll be along Bayfront Parkway. And it's we'll start at Maritime Park, and there'll be a loop. You'll go down Bayfront and then come back. That'll be at 8 a.m. Registration for that is open, and you can find more information on PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Greater Pensacola Chamber President Todd Thompson there. He says that then that Sunday, Navy Days will conclude with the annual Blues on the Bay concert series. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says a drug trafficking suspect has been arrested after reportedly leading deputies on a high-speed chase Wednesday. 27-year-old Travis Sturbeck now facing multiple charges, including trafficking in spice, fleeing and eluding, and firing a weapon in public. Now, this all started when deputies say they arrived at his home on Dobson Road in Jay. Sterback wasn't home initially, but deputies say he pulled up to the house, stopped in front, fired two shots out of his driver's side window, and then a chase ensued that ended on Highway 87. Deputies say they recovered 150 pounds of spice from the home that would have a street value of around $200,000. The sheriff's office says additional charges are pending in Escambia County as well. And it's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Getting a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing out there?
I don't even want to Google what spice is. I don't want to know what that's all about. Yeah.
The only thing I know about spice, I've seen it on a few episodes of Cops, and it looks like it really does some weird things to people.
Yeah, it's probably the equivalent of, you know, furniture polish or something like that. It's probably not very good for you.
It's like one of those synthetic deals. Who knows what type of mental effects that has.
Yeah, okay. Well, on our roadways, we're looking great this morning. I'm not seeing any accidents reported by FHP. Looks like on our roadways here on I-10, I-110, we're flowing smoothly there. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, no issues there. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace, no accidents reported along that way. Looks like Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway, not seeing any slowdowns. If you do see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, our traffic tip line number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast this morning.
We will have beautiful sunny skies today with temperatures warming up near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55. Nice weather as we go into Easter weekend. Plenty of sunshine Saturday, high near 74. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 51 in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, and 43 reported in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A federal judge has sentenced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried stole over $11 billion in one of the largest financial fraud schemes in U.S. history. Bankman-Fried's defense team said they will appeal his conviction and sentencing. Bruce Carnegie Brown, chair of insurance giant Lloyd's of London, said the payout from the Baltimore Bridge collapse could be the largest ever marine insured loss. He added that it would still be within the realistic disaster scenario planning of the insurance industry. Analysts have predicted that insured losses could be between $2 and $4 billion.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names, Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the bright and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing a landmark lawsuit accusing tech giant Apple of leveraging its dominance over the smartphone market to box out competitors in a way that hurts customers.
Apple has consolidated its monopoly power, not by making its own products better, but by making other products worse. Consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law.
It's a very interesting lawsuit, and I will admit to you, my bias up front is hate Apple. I mean, I do. I know. For those of you who love Apple, great for you. You love it. It's wonderful. You can't imagine why anybody doesn't adopt it and love it and buy into the cult. The greatness of it. That's fine. There really is. I got some interesting stuff to share with you about all this. But I'm not even of a lake. If it's fine for you, that's great for you. Mine's really find it obnoxious. Every time I have touched an Apple product, within 30 seconds, I want to throw it through the wall. Because it's so frustrating to use, it makes no sense to me. And I know that's me. I know for those of you who love it, it's wonderful, it's great. But I don't want to hide my bias up front in talking about this, okay? So the Department of Justice from NBC talking about this lawsuit, the Department of Justice coming up against Apple.
The Justice Department joining more than a dozen states in nearly a 90-page complaint, accusing the company of violating antitrust laws through the iPhone, Apple Watch, and Apple Pay. DOJ saying the tech behemoth, which has more than a billion active iPhones worldwide, deliberately makes products less compatible with its competitors' devices.
As any iPhone user who has ever seen a green text message or received a tiny, grainy video can attest.
Yeah, that's the issue here. Is Apple making its products cooler? And as a byproduct of making them cooler, they just don't happen to work well with other products. And therefore, you are, roped into continuing to buy more timeshares while you buy the timeshare. Like, is that the problem, which would be monopolistic? Or is it that they make the better product or that they do it on purpose? Or do they do it just because they're trying to do a good thing and it just happens to turn out that way? That's the whole issue. Okay, are they doing this on purpose in order to continue to generate subsequent sales and rope you into the universe, or are they doing it just because they're doing it because it's good business and it just happens to be that you can't send good quality videos back and forth with, for example, Samsung users?
Garland specifically calling out Apple CEO Tim Cook, referencing this exchange Cook had back in 2022 when he was asked if the company would fix the problems associated with texting video between iPhones and Androids.
Not to make it personal, but I can't send my mom certain videos or she can't send me certain videos. And so we leave
buy your mom an iPhone.
Ooh, that's going to come back to bite him. So that's the head of Apple saying that, the solution to your problems with your mom is on not an Apple device and you are is, well, just make her buy one of ours. Well, that's the problem. That attitude, that answer, that there's not even an effort to make them compatible or even there is an active effort to prevent them from being compatible so as to generate, stay in the walled city in order to enjoy the benefits kind of advantages.
Apple calling the lawsuit wrong on the facts and the law, saying it threatens who we are and the principles that set Apple products apart in fiercely competitive markets. If successful, it would hinder our ability to create the kind of technology people expect from Apple.
All right, so here's my question for you. Are you an Apple user? Are you an iPhone user? And do you look down on non-iPhone people? When I say I hate Apple, that's a bit strong. I just hate Apple products. And I hate the arrogance. There is an arrogance I perceive among not all, but many Apple users. And certainly the corporate culture is, we're superior. We're the best. We do everything. And there's this kind of clicky, culty kind of idea to Apple that people buy into like a brand. Nobody buys Samsung because it's a cool cult click. Nobody buys Microsoft because it's a cool cult click. We just buy it because we think it's the best product or it's what we're familiar with. Now, the question I have, and I learned things in doing the research for this is, because, for example, the whole green bubble, blue bubble thing. If you're not an Apple person, you don't understand this. When you send a text to an iPhone, if they see a green bubble, they know you're not an iPhone. But if you get a blue bubble on your text, you're one of the cool people. You can't send good quality pictures. You can't send good quality videos at all. It's a real problem. There's other issues, too. When I get emails from people that send an email to my work email address, but it came from an iPhone, 80% of the time it doesn't come through right or at all, or the attachment isn't attached. And they don't even know it. So there's actually a severe dysfunctionality problem with Apple interacting with things outside of the Apple universe. 437-1620. There's all kinds of other stuff to this, too. But, Jake, you are an iPhone, right?
I am on the Apple platform, yes.
And your thoughts as an insider?
I use Apple products because of audio processing, audio, you know, editing, because...
And a lot of people for pictures and video, same thing.
Yeah,
high quality. Or
yeah.
It used to be, so, that was the reputation.
Yeah, I use it because I think it is superior in those terms. But yeah, I've always been sort of, you know, hesitant, but I do it just because, you know, I want the good quality audio and software.
I'm going to tell you a funny story that I was reading about yesterday, and a story about this. Michael Anderson, a tech consultant in San Francisco, this is an NPR report, considers himself an unapologetic Android user. It's something that would come up quite a bit in his love life. When he was single and using dating apps, discussing the color of his messages with potential dates who had iPhones became a familiar and irksome ritual. We get off the app and take the big step of getting into the text messages, and the first text I would get, not all the time, but certainly numerous times, was, "Oh, your bubble," said 33-year-old Anderson, referring to the green bubble text that iPhone users see when messaging his Android. For some singles, Anderson points out, green bubbles are a deal breaker. I have heard of friends who actually got ghosted because of that, and you wouldn't want to go on a date with those type of people anyway, but it's really pervasive. The idea that, ooh, dirty blue bubble people. I can see that. Again, not for everybody, but for some. And, you know, of course, the lawsuit is not about that. That's a byproduct of the corporate culture that Apple has cultivated. You can't make a thing cool and insidery and then be surprised when people have a cool, insidery, superior, contemptuous attitude about those who are not the cool insiders, right? That's the byproduct of building the brand that way. We'll come back to this in a second. Got a bunch of texts in here. 437-1620. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Yeah, I just had a caller that said, well, they're just doing good business. You know, they can make their products and however they want. So, yeah, this is, wow.
And that's the question. I mean, are they just doing business effectively so people fall in love with the product? Or are they deliberately making it so that you can't really leave that easily, even if you think the other product is superior? That's the real question the DOJ is going to investigate. Mm.
All right. On our roadways, we're looking great. I-10 and I-110 look like they're flowing smoothly. Highway 98 west and east through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not showing any accidents there. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. Looks like Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. That's Highway 29, yeah, accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molina through Cantonment. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic. No slowdowns on Cervantes. Caroline Street in Milton is good. And if you're on Berry Hill Road, Dogwood Drive, or Hamilton Bridge Road, nothing slowing you down. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down this morning, you can let us know on our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Lots of texts in here on this subject of Apple. Somebody says it's all about the money. Somebody else says, I don't care. I have more important things to worry about. Somebody says it's the Starbucks mentality. And by that, I assume that they mean that, you know, there's a criticism of Starbucks that the coffee itself is actually not better. There's much better quality coffee elsewhere, but it's the standardization. It's the familiarity. It's the atmosphere. It's the cool factor of being a part of the thing that makes people go there. Somebody says, I don't look down on non-iPhone users. I like iPhones. I hate MacBooks. Somebody says, cars are the same. Chevy parts don't fit a Ford. Take your choice. And I was actually thinking about that, how, you know, saying that things don't work well together might not be a byproduct of, it might be a byproduct of deliberate manufacturing choices. It might be a byproduct of, you know, you built your thing and they built their thing and you didn't design it to work together, so it just doesn't work together very well. And that's you're talking about HP and, you know, Dell, and, you know, maybe they work together, maybe they don't. You never know until even old audio equipment, right? The old idea was best to put it all of the same brand because you know that stuff works together. So is that a byproduct of a design company or just not doing everything to make it compatible or something else? Somebody says, I use Apple. Once you start years ago, you have a lot invested. It's easier to stick with it, purchase it, et cetera. The blue bubble is iMessages versus SMS messages. I thought, that could be. Sorry about that for the confusion. If an iPhone is not connected to the internet, it will send a green bubble to. Yeah, oh, that's a problem people run into all the time is, you know, using it over data or the internet or not. Somebody here says, it turns out Jake is smarter than McKay because he uses Apple products. I love that. Somebody says, doing business, if that's the deal maker. Somebody says, doing business just like Microsoft is doing business with Internet Explorer. Oh, no, that's a great point. Oh, my God. I just got a new computer. And the number of times I have to say no to Stalker Bing. Good Lord. And then even when I pull up the little widget that has news on it, it wants to go to, you know, Bing as it's Bing, which is the new Explorer, which is the new, you know, whatever. Maybe they don't even call it Bing. I don't care. The Microsoft product for searching the web is always inferior. It always has been. It's terrible. And it's like a stalker of a website, a service. And, you know, seriously, how many times that you have to get rid of it? On the other hand, I'll take, like, a good example of the contrast here in my mind would be Google products. Because, you know, Google makes all kinds of stuff that people use all kinds of ways. And it's very easy to go use something else if you want to, sort of through Google. But most of the people like me who use a lot of Google-related products, it's just good. There's nothing cooler or clicky. It's not, you know, that. It's just, we like them. They work well. And it's not at all hard to get other stuff, you know, whereas it's really hard to get, like, Google Chrome when you first get your HP computer or your Dell or your whatever, your Asus as mine is. 437-1620, VHS versus beta, bottles versus can, box versus bag, sorry, box versus bag, yeah, paper versus plastic. Somebody here says, I just don't care. A cell phone is a cell phone, LOL. Somebody says, it's, you know, all the tech being mostly from Asian companies. Apple's the only American company that stands out in the field. Not manufactured here, though. I like pancakes, somebody said. I love it. Somebody said, I have an iPhone, but I hate the picture storage on it. With Android, create a photo album, move pictures into that album. The pictures are moved from your main photo view. On an iPhone, you move the picture on an album. It's still in my main photo view area. I basically have the same picture twice. I actually think file management is the big disadvantage of Apple products. I just want to look at a file explorer, and I want to move things around my way. And it, especially going back to, like, iTunes, which was, God, the most tyrannical of all possible programs. It was horrible to use. Somebody says people have to have iPhones and are using them to take selfies with their Stanley Cups. Somebody says, oh, kids get bullied in school for not having iPhones. Yeah, no, I've heard of that too. Somebody says, I've sold phones for 20 years. First, when someone wanted to switch from Apple to Android or vice versa, tell them to keep the windows open so you don't break the glass when you throw the phone out of frustration. Both sides, both directions, right? Don't dumb down either product features for compatibility. Good conversation. I don't know what's going to come of the Department of Justice investigation. I think I'm probably right on the fence in terms of whether Apple has done this wrong or not. We know most tech companies do this. There was an internal email about this for HP, or for Apple. But you'd be a fool as a tech company not to think that one of the byproducts of designing a universe of products is that it's going to be harder for people to switch, and they'll keep buying into your universe because it's easier to do so. Now, do you amplify those differences for the sake of creating a higher wall for them to scale if they want to get out? Well, that's the problem, okay? But is it just a byproduct of creating universal compatible products? Then it's okay, right? 752 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Fleet Feet, Pensacola, your running, walking shoe store. Now open on Sundays. Come by our Pensacola store at 236 West Garden Street across from Everman. We use our Fit ID scanner and pressure plate analysis to fit you in the right running, walking, or comfort shoe. We offer running and walking coach training programs. Fleet Feet is here to make your life better. Get your free foot scan today at Fleet Feet on Garden.
Experience an Easter morning like no other. As the sun rises over the Pensacola Bay, be a part of the 12th annual Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Filled with incredible worship and a powerful message, this is an iconic Easter tradition and is loved by thousands. Come again or join us for the very first time. Now it all starts Easter morning at 6:15 a.m. presented by Marcus Point Baptist Church. This Easter, celebrate the resurrection at a service you won't forget.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I keep playing. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while.
Did you ever feel like you got shoved into or pressured to go into a particular occupation that wasn't what you wanted to do? I got an interesting story about that coming up in a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Oh, have I. looking at our roadways this morning, I'm not seeing any major slowdowns or accidents to report. Everything's good. I-10, I-110 is flowing smoothly. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre not showing any issues. Zooming in here, Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace. No accidents there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you see anything on the roadways and you want to report it to us, our traffic tip line number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you have employees, you have benefits. You have to deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, payroll, all of that stuff. And if it's great the way you do it now, the service you use, whatever, then you mean great. Good for you. If it's not great, or maybe it's just sort of okay and you wonder if it could be great, this is why Torgerson Cause. This is why you give them a call. You know, they've been helping people locally for like 25 years, servicing them, helping them with employee benefits. I know we started using them here at News Radio in Cat Country about 7 years ago, and they have been great. They gave us options we didn't have before, better choices than we had before, and much better customer service than we ever had before. And my wife, who is a very demanding engineer, asks tough questions, is satisfied with them and gives them her thumbs up rating, which is a very difficult thing to get. 433-9996 for Torgerson Cause. Here, check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The funeral for former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman is being held in Stamford today. The giant in Connecticut politics died Wednesday after complications from a fall. He was 82. A United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Paris had to be diverted last night to Denver because of engine problems. The Boeing 777 landed safely. The airline says they're still working to get the passengers to their destination. And there was a bizarre murder in Pennsylvania this week, Andrew. Authorities say 30-year-old Zach Moyer killed his neighbor with a chainsaw while he was wearing the mask from the Scream movies.
Mm-hmm.
Lahaina Borough Police arrested Moyer, and he's now charged with homicide.
Mm. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 757 on News Radio 92.3. I told you I had a story coming up about, you know, do you feel like you got pushed in the wrong direction as a kid, maybe by your parents, or were your parents supportive of what you wanted to do in life? Larry David was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon recently and had this to say.
With the success of Curb Your Enthusiasm and the success of Seinfeld, did you ever think that this would ever happen?
I'm very successful.
Yeah. No. Was this,
I'm very successful.
Such a big success.
Yeah. Did you ever dream this would happen?
I'm surprised that anything good that's ever happened to me. Yeah.
Did you have supportive mom and dad?
Oh, yeah, real supportive, yeah. No.
Sure, going to stand-up comedy. It's going to be great for you. Or writing, whichever.
My mother, she wanted me to be a mailman.
Me too.
Yeah, that was her dream. That was her best-case scenario.
That was my... Yeah. That was, I did the postal exam. Yeah. I took the test.
I didn't take the test, yeah.
Oh, I did it.
So, Jimmy Fallon and Larry David in an alternate universe are mail carriers? If their parents had their way? Now, depending on whether you like Jimmy Fallon or Larry David, Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, maybe you think, man, that universe would have been better. And plus, what an entertaining mailman. But it's such a great example of how not all the time do people see the real talent that God put in you. Because obviously both of these guys are, you know, using their God-given abilities, yeah, maybe not always the God-honoring way, but certainly the God-given ability in a way that entertains millions of people. And so you have to say that they're doing what they should be doing, at least in terms of genre. So, man, it's I was thinking about that. Like, you know, what if Larry David had become a mail carrier? No Seinfeld, no Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's a fascinating thing to imagine. And a good reminder that though parents know you best, they don't always know you perfect. And though parents are there to help you figure out what you should do in life, It might well be that your crazy dream is...
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.